Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for ruining this for absolutely everybody. What is going on, everybody? How are we doing? This is Jerry from The Bank Job, and I'm going to go off on a little bit of a rant for my NBA timeout today. If you couldn't tell, it was a little bit having to do with Kyle Korver and him being traded from the Atlanta Hawks to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Why? Why do they do this to everybody who's an East Coast fan and just wants basketball to be better on the Eastern Conference? Instead, they hand on a silver platter the Cleveland Cavaliers not only the conference, but probably another NBA championship. And I'm just going to get down to the nitty-gritty of why I am so annoyed as to how these teams continue to just give up nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I don't understand. All right, let's start out in the past with these trades that have gone completely in the Cavaliers' way. Let's start with Amon Shumpert and J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith, yes, he has always been a streaky shooter, but at the time when he was being traded, he was coming off of a year where he had been sixth man of the year, helping his team get over 50 wins for the New York Knicks. Really valuable asset. Got handed over to the Cavs just when they needed him. What did they get in return? All right, so this is what the Cavs gave up in order to get J.R. Smith. They gave Lou Amundson, Lance Thomas, and a future second-round draft pick to the New York Knicks. Do you know who any of these players are? Because I don't. I had to look it up. Let's start with Lou Amundson, no longer playing in the league. Alex Kirk claims himself as King Kirk 53 on Twitter. Do you know what he's the king of? Gangshua Long Lions in China. He is reigning over nothing. That's who you gave up. And a future second-round draft pick. That being 2019. So player still to be determined. On the basis that it's Cleveland's pick in the second round, it's not going to get anybody very far at all. I don't understand these people. Let's keep going, though. Let's not just stop there with that trade. Let's go through a little bit of the Timothy Mozgov trade, right? This team started with nothing, going through a long line of steps, finding themselves with a $5.2 million trade exemption that had to expire in 2015. They used that trade exemption to get Timothy Mozgov for $4.6 million, really fitting real nice into that slot where they needed somebody to fit in and fill the gaps in their salary cap. Who did they give up in order to give that? They sent the Denver Nuggets two future first-round draft picks. Wow. Two future ones. That could be any time from now till, forever. Why are teams doing this? So what did this equate to? Did it really help the Cleveland Cavaliers? Well, they got the one championship that LeBron needed to claim his title in Cleveland. They gave them just enough defensive work out there to really put them over the top. In return, these teams have gotten absolutely nothing. The Knicks especially. They're just bad overall at getting players, acquiring, trading them away. Everything about their GM staff, very, very bad. I would recommend not having Phil Jackson anymore in that area. It's bad. Nobody signed him. I am sick of people giving over these players for like a nickel. So who are the Hawks acquiring in order to give up Kyle Korver? Let's run through this list. Ready? Possible 2019 first round draft pick. Either way, it is a protected pick. Who knows what it's actually going to be? Mike Dunleavy has done nothing all year. Sits there as like the 12th man in the rotation. Does not get off the bench. Does not have any productivity. Next, Mo Williams, who literally has not played a single game this year. What on earth are you guys thinking? Why are you doing this? You are hurting everybody else in the process. We just want to have some good basketball in the Eastern Conference, whereas there was a fighting chance maybe for Toronto if something bad happened. You know, like J.R. Smith getting hurt. Or that's not quite enough. Maybe Kyrie Irving will get hurt, or Kevin Love, one of the two, and then Toronto may be able to squeeze in there. But now you put a sharpshooter in the corner and things change. How do things change? Is the team actually going to be better? J.R. Smith currently out right now. So, in rotation, we will expect Kyle Korver to get majority of those minutes, as he has been playing around 27 minutes a game, around the same numbers as J.R. Smith has been this year. Numbers-wise, they are nearly identical coming into the game, having pretty much null effect. But here's the thing. Kyle Korver is here for one reason in Cleveland. He is there to make a difference when it's on the line. They got a guy who was the three-time three-point shooting champ for the league. Not three-point contest. This is three-point percentage over the entire league. Three seasons he did this. One season he even led in free throw percentage. This guy is there for consistency. He is always putting up three-point shots in critical times when they need him to. He is very consistent. He's one of those guys that if they need him to come off the bench, having not played a single second up until the last minute of the fourth quarter, he will make that shot for you. That is why they got him. They got him to put them over the top to just get past Golden State Warriors. To be able to just edge him out and say, yeah, we can still shoot three-pointers too. And we are better than you defensively. That equals championship for them. That's what they wanted. That is exactly what they needed to put them right over the top. So that at this point, nobody can stop them. It doesn't matter that Toronto has a chance to get Paul Millsap or something like that. There is no chance for anybody else in the East to win for the next 3 years. That's it. Game over. Just like that. Thanks for listening to my rant, everybody. I had to get some aggression out. I'm sorry I haven't been around too much recently, but I'll try and get back on that. If you like what you hear, please subscribe on iTunes. Please continue to listen wherever you're listening, and let me know on Twitter. Please feed some information my way. If I misspoke or something like that, I don't care. You're listening too closely to this podcast, and you're pretty bored right now. I will talk to you guys later. See you around.